It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
You know, for several years, and you got to say thank you to you, the listener, right? For several years, this show has been the number one most listened to sports show in the entire state of Georgia. And that is to all of our listeners in all the different markets, whether you listen on radio, terrestrial radio, local radio, whether you're listening on Spotify or Apple, or whether you're going to our website, thesouthernsportsedition.com, listening there or on YouTube, like all of it. Thank you guys. Once again, you know, we reign supreme. And, you know, that's because of you. And so from Jason Bishop to you, thank you. Greatly appreciate it. Bullock Academy Gators. I want to talk about their 2024 schedule. I want to talk about the Bullock Academy schedule. Last year, and I got to figure this out. Last year, they were forced to play up into, I guess, what it would amount to AAA. They were a AA, playing AA in GISA, forced to play AAA in the playoffs, even though they played a AA schedule and were placed in the AA region. And GISA does things kind of funny, right? Like, they don't really have, like, in the GHSA, if you win your region, you're a one seed. If you finish second in your region, you're a two seed. If you finish third in your region, you're a three seed. These things kind of make sense. They don't subscribe to those things in the GISA, things that make sense as far as ranking teams. They just don't do it. Apparently, they are too smart for all of that. Instead, the GISA uses the Max Preps ranking system to rank their teams when it comes to the playoffs. So, in essence, and it's happened a ton in the GISA over the last few years since they have subscribed to this, you can have a team that is ranked below a team that they beat by 30. But if the Max Preps rankings say that that team that lost by 30 is better than, then that's where they're ranked. There was a scenario, and I don't remember the two teams involved. This was like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, but there was a scenario where a team was ranked fourth in the GISA playoff rankings when they started seeding who gets home field, who goes where, and all that stuff, who gets byes. There literally was a team that was ranked fourth in the rankings, and then another team ranked right behind them who was ranked fifth. The fifth-ranked team had already played the fourth-ranked team earlier in the year and beat them head-to-head, but they were still ranked below them. And literally, I'm not making this up. This literally happened. Team was ranked fourth who lost head-to-head to the team below them, and they were ranked ahead of them one spot, even though they lost head-to-head to that team that was ranked below them. That's the stuff that the GISA does. So bear that in mind. Trying to figure them out. Good luck. The Bullock Academy Gators, one of the premier programs, in case you live under a rock, in the GISA. They're going to open their schedule on August the 16th, right down the road. They're going to host a team right down the road from them, the Portal Panthers, who will head over to Bullock Academy into Statesboro to play the Gators. Portal had a really good year. So I'm just going to kind of run through this, and then I'll tell you what I think they're going to do, right? So Portal had a pretty good year last year. On August the 23rd, the Gators will travel to Claxton to take on the Tigers on August 30th. They'll go to Augusta Christian. On September the 6th, they will host Robert Toombs Christian Academy. On September 13th, which I'm sure they have this date circled, any time that John Millage pays a visit to you in the GISA, you circle that date. Finally, someone did upend John Millage's run last year, as I think they had won like four straight GISA state championships, and they got upended last year. On September the 20th, Strong Rock will pay a visit to the Gators. On 9/27, Tattnall Square comes to town, and then on October the 4th, they will take a bye. On October 11th, they will host the hated Frederica Academy Knights, Hate Week as they like to call that. October 18th at St. Andrews. On October the 25th, they will host Pinewood, and then right before the playoffs start, they'll take their second bye of the year. Not terrible schedule. You're looking at four away games for the Gators, and six home games. So that's a pretty good ratio. Good schedule making. If you're a Bullock Academy Gator fan, you're going to get more home games, and you're going to have to travel to. Claxton is not that terrible of a travel, just down the road. Milledgeville is not terrible. It is a little bit of a piece. And St. Andrews, not a bad trip. Augusta, not terrible. Augusta is a longer trip. John Millage and, St. Andrews isn't bad. And Augusta is just, you could throw a stone, or a Claxton, you could throw a stone over there. So that's just a simple trip down I-16. Pretty decent schedule. So here's what I think the Gators are going to do, right? So, like I said, they're going to host Portal in game one. Portal's coming off of a really good year, but they lost the running back that they really leaned on last year. But I still think Portal's going to have enough to beat. But this game's going to be tight. It'll be tight. Portal wins against Bullock Academy in game one of the season. And then the Gators will travel to Claxton, and they will notch their first win of the season against Claxton, like I said, just down the road. On August the 30th, they will get their second win, back-to-back road games here for Bullock Academy. They'll go on the road to Augusta, play Augusta Christian. They'll get their second win of the year, and they will be 2-1 after three. And then they will notch their first home win the very next week against Robert Toombs Christian Academy. And so that will put them at 3-1. And then September the 13th at John Millage, probably not going to win that game. Got to go to John Millage? Probably not. That puts them at 3-2. And then they will host Strong Rock Christian, a team from AAA. I don't like Bullock Academy's chances there, so I'll go 3-3, and then they'll host Tattnall Square, who is a powerhouse, and Bennett was a powerhouse in the GHSA, still is. Single A, I believe, is Tattnall Square. Not going to matter. I don't think Bullock Academy is good enough to beat Tattnall Square. That's three straight losses. John Millage, Strong Rock, and Tattnall Square, in my opinion, right? Three straight losses, and now things kind of start to turn around. They get to the bye on October the 4th. They'll host Frederica, who, of course, Frederica losing Jordan Triplett. Basically, their entire offense was Jordan Triplett. Coach Derek down in St. Simons will have to figure out what he's going to do offensively. Jordan Triplett was the leading rusher, is the leading rusher all time in the state of Georgia, not just career, but for single season and rushing yards. Big loss for the Knights. I like Bullock Academy to get that game. And then on October 18th, they'll host St. Andrews. I like them to get that game. So after the win against Frederica, they'll be 4-4. And then the win St. Andrews, 5-4. And then versus Pinewood, they go on the road. Maybe flip a coin for that game, but I like the Gators to get it. 6-4. 6-4 is what I have Bullock Academy going for the 2024 schedule. I think best case here for the Gators is 7-3, and I think worst case for the Gators is probably 4-6, looking at what they have and the talent that they're supposed to have on their roster and who they're playing and who else has other talent and what they have. So, yeah, I like the Gators here. 6-4, best case 7-3, and probably worst case scenario is a 4-6 2024 for the Bullock Academy Gators.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Bullock Academy Gators recently released their 2024 football schedule. The Gators will open the season at home against the Portal Panthers on August the 16th. Bullock will also host Robert Toombs Christian, Strong Rock Christian, Tattnall Square, Frederica, and Pinewood. Bullock will travel to Claxton, Augusta Christian, John Millage, and St. Andrews. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please like and subscribe to the Jason Bishop Show YouTube channel.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Saturday, June 22nd, Wild Adventures Live presents Jeff Foxworthy.
If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, you might be a redneck.
See Jeff Foxworthy on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan.
If you've ever made change in the offering plate.
Jeff Foxworthy Live, June 22nd.
You might be a redneck.
The show is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun.
I got a text message during the break of, well, if you're picking Bullock Academy to go 6-4, what are you planning on them doing in the playoffs? And I mean, just being honest, you know, in the GISA, things get wonky. I mean, that the way that they have their playoffs set up is just a little different. So, you know, the thing with the GISA, you always hear, especially in baseball, you always hear just get into the playoffs and anything can happen. I mean, that's pretty well true in the GISA football playoffs as well. Just get in, and you know, unless you're playing John Millage, pretty well anything can happen. And even, you know, again, John Millage, you know, they went down last year, so you know, it's one of those scenarios where you just get in. It's like They've got buys where teams get first round buys and then second round buys, and I don't know. It's just the whole thing's nutty. It's nutty. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. We were talking about playoffs. One of my favorite playoff formats, the really good ones. The NFL's got a great playoff format. In the NCAA basketball, great playoff format. The college baseball World Series, great playoff format. And so they have gotten to the point now where all the teams, we're past the regionals, we're past the super regionals, we have now headed to Omaha. There are 8 teams remaining that got to Omaha, and they will play in a double elimination bracket style tournament. And personally, you know, as a kid, I played baseball, travel team baseball, that stuff. Like, I wasn't terrible. And we would play these district tournaments where, you know, there would be like 30 teams, or at least it seemed like there would be like 30 teams, or probably only like maybe 15. But it just seemed like so many teams. And we would get into these weekend long. We'd start on Thursday or Friday, and we'd play through Sunday in these double elimination tournaments. And to me, it was just, man, it was fun as a kid. As a parent, I'm sure it was just like, oh my God, like, we've already beaten this team. Why are we playing them again? Well, the College World Series is doing basically the same dynamic. Here are the teams that got in. North Carolina and Virginia. So they're starting, right? That's where the whole thing's going to start. They're all on one side of the bracket. And they will start the tournament against one another, North Carolina and Virginia. And then on the same side as them is, right underneath them, same bracket, Tennessee and Florida State. Let me tell you something right now. Circle that game, the Tennessee-Florida State game. In my opinion, the winner of that game will win the whole dang thing. Whoever wins the first round matchup of Tennessee and Florida State wins the whole enchilada. Huge first round game. Huge. On the other side of that bracket, they've got Kentucky and North Carolina State. Of course, North Carolina State, there are 2 teams in this tournament, North Carolina State being one of them, that does not have 40 wins. NC State with 38. Of course, they upset Georgia in the Super Regionals in Athens. Bombed the Bulldogs in game 1. And then Georgia bombed them right back in game 2. Everybody thought that, you know, okay, Georgia's going to come out in game 3 and knock off NC State. And NC State jumped on them early and tacked on late. And Georgia could not overcome it. 8-5 win for NC State in game 3 to get into the College World Series here in Omaha. So NC State is one of 2 teams. I'll get to the other one in a minute. One of 2 teams that's in the College World Series that does not have 40 wins. They have 38. They'll be taking on Kentucky in the first round, Texas A&M, and Florida. Florida is the other team that doesn't have 40 wins. As a matter of fact, Florida has the lowest win total of any team that's in the College World Series. They only won 34 games. Florida went 34-28 on the season, 6 games over 500, almost a 500 baseball team, and yet here they are in the College World Series. This is my point. You went through the regionals, you went through the SEC tournament, Florida played their way through that. You went through the regionals, Florida played their way through that. The super regionals, Florida's still there, and now here they are coming through all of that to get into the College World Series, despite the fact that they were only 6 games over 500. The lowest win total of any team that is in the College World Series with 34 wins. The Florida Gators. Doesn't matter. Like in Major League Baseball, they say, just get in. So here's the way this thing's going to go down, in my opinion. First round, like I said, North Carolina and Virginia. I like Virginia. I think both of those teams are really good. North Carolina, 47 wins. Virginia with 46, right? So, and they're both ACC teams. And by the way, every team every team that is in Omaha for the College World Series comes from one of two conferences. Every team is either an SEC team or an ACC team. I'll read them to you again. From the ACC, North Carolina, Virginia, Florida State, NC State, four teams, ACC. The other four teams, SEC, Tennessee, Kentucky, Texas A&M, and Florida. If you're not in the SEC, and to me, this is huge. Like, this is a huge proclamation. It basically says that as far as the sport of collegiate baseball, if you're not in the ACC and you're not in the SEC, we're not listening. That's basically, essentially, we are, and I think we've kind of known this, especially in the ACC or especially in the SEC for a decade, that the bulk of the baseball talent seems to reside in the South. You know, colleges and the South is just a wealth of baseball talent. You think about it, all the talent that comes out of Georgia and Florida and Alabama and Tennessee. You know, you talk about those big four recruiting states for college football. If you want to recruit for college baseball, just take yourself a road trip through the Southeast, and you'll be sure to land yourself some top-notch four-star blue-chip recruits to come play baseball for you, because the South is loaded with baseball talent. It is and always has been, at least to my knowledge, and through my lifetime. So North Carolina, Virginia, I like Virginia there. And then you've got Tennessee and Florida State. I told you, the winner of that game will likely win the whole thing. I like Tennessee to win that game. Kentucky and NC State, I like Kentucky to start off with a win in the first round. Texas A&M and Florida, hard to pick against Texas A&M. With 49 wins, Texas A&M the most wins of any team that is in the College World Series with 49 wins, one shy of 50. I think most people like Texas A&M. Hey, look, I like them to be in the finals. I just think Tennessee gets them. I think the finals end up being Tennessee on one side and Texas A&M on the other, and you know, these are both SEC schools, so they've seen them, you know, so they've seen each other plenty of times throughout the regular season. It'll be a great championship round between the Aggies and the Volunteers. Another SEC, it just means more. No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialist. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-275. 8270 online at blazepizza.com.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Father's Day is just around the corner. He makes time for you every day. Make his day special. Dad, let your loved ones acknowledge everything you do for them with a special gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Grill sets, non-tipping beverage holders, oyster knives, and more. Not to mention, all watches are 15 to 25% off. from divers' watches to sewer watches and so many more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Yeah, I really do. Texas A&M, Tennessee in the finals of the College World Series. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The Wild Adventures Live Concert Series presented by Valdosta TKO continues Saturday, June the 22nd with Jeff Foxworthy live on stage. Don't miss the largest selling comedy recording artist in history and Grammy Award nominee Jeff Foxworthy. You can access this show and every concert in the Wild Adventures Live lineup for free with your season pass. On sale now, wildadventures.com. For a limited time, save $20 when you purchase four or more silver or gold season passes. And to view the full Wild Adventures lineup, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com. So we were talking about baseball in the South. A huge part of that is the Atlanta Braves, right? When they began winning in the 1990s, the early 90s, you really saw, especially, you know, throughout the Southeast, because there is no other team that's within any type of proximity. You know, when the Braves were first winning championships in the early 90s, the Rays didn't exist, the Marlins didn't exist. So, you know, out west, you had to go all the way to Texas before, you know, you hit another Major League Baseball franchise. You know, you had to go north. You know, the Nationals were not in D.C. Yet. They were still the Montreal Expos. So you had to go all the way north to, gosh, I guess Philadelphia would have been the furthest team north. So, you know, the Braves dominated that area as far as fan base wise, because there was just nobody else to root for. They were the closest team in proximity geographically. And a lot of kids, you know, have grown up watching them, and they've won a lot. And so the baseball explosion in the South, which was already, you know, it's not like the South, just once the Braves started winning, that there was always all of a sudden talent in the Southeast. For baseball, I'd always been there, but there was a lot more interest in, you know, I guess for like the 40-something-year-olds, you know, when in the 90s they came through, the Braves had a lot to do with that. They certainly helped, is my point. And they are, they've won six straight division championships now. I believe that's what it is six straight. You know, those teams from the 90s and early 2000s, you're talking 14 straight. This rendition of Atlanta with the group of, you know, the core group of Ozzie and Acuna, and, you know, they've added Murphy and Olsen as well. We've seen them do some pretty amazing things, and this season they're going to have their work cut out for them, because right now that offense, we're seeing them do some things that are not so amazing. They lost Spencer Strider for the year. They lost Ronald Acuna for the year. Their best pitcher and their best position player, their best hitter, their best player overall in Ronald Acuna. Two huge losses. Most teams are not going to be able to overcome two critical losses like that in the same season to be able to make the playoffs. Braves have really been struggling offensively, and that was even before Acuna got hurt. I'm going to rattle off some numbers for you. Just so this thing makes some sense, because it is, it's interesting, I guess. So Michael Harris, Keep in mind, we're in the middle of June. We have played April, we've played May, and we've played half of June. We're 2.5 months into the season. When I'm reading off these numbers to you, keep that in mind. You're 2.5 months into the season. Michael Harris, 5 home runs total, hitting .248. Matt Olson, other than Ozuna, right? And Ozuna's got, he's not on the naughty list here. 18 home runs with a .320 average. We're not talking about Ozuna. We're talking about the other, everybody in the offense that's not named Marcell Ozuna. We're talking to you. Matt Olson, 10 home runs, which isn't bad. 2.5 months in, that's putting him on pace to hit close to 30. Matt Olson's a guy that you want to see 35 to 40 from him in your lineup. He's on pace to be close to 30. .246. Average-wise, we've seen Olson when he was in Oakland. That's kind of where he was. He was like .230, .250, but a bunch of bombs. If he's going to hit .246, I need him to hit 50 home runs. That's the only way I can live with .246 is if you're hitting 50 home runs. He's not on pace to do that. So if you're not going to hit me 50 home runs and you're on pace to hit 29, Matt Olson, I need you to be hitting .280. If you're only going to hit 29, I need you hitting .280. That's just where I'm at with this. So even that number is not really on par. Orlando Arcia, 6 home runs, which I think is great for him. You know, he's on pace to have, power-wise, a pretty banner year when you take into account that Arcia is not that big-type home run hitter. And then you look at his average, .228. Can't live with that. Can't live with a shortstop hitting .228 with 6 home runs the middle of June. You can't do that. Moving on, Ozzie Albies, .259. Okay, Albies typically is around .270, so you're like, all right, you're not far off. Like to see the average come up. 4 home runs for Ozzie. We're midway through June. That's not going to happen. That cannot. Ozzie, that puts him on pace, right? Like, he's got 4 home runs through 2.5 months. So that's like a home run, like 1.3 home runs a month. Is that right? Like, or two? It's like 2 something or a little under 2. So if he hits 2 home runs a month, let's just do that. Let's be fair here. Let's just say he hits 2 home runs a month. So that's April, May, June, July, August, September. 6 month season, 2 home runs a month. That's 12 home runs. Can you honestly tell me that if Ozzie Albies hits 12 home runs, that is not a horrible year for him? Of course it is. Of course it's a terrible year. So .259, I mean, okay, I'll live with your average, but Ozzie, you've got to start hitting the ball out of the ballpark. 4 home runs through June, the middle of June, Braves aren't going to win like that. Austin Riley, 3 home runs to the middle of June. Riley is a light tower power home run hitter. He is a prototypical guy. Hit the 30 home runs out of the gate. Like, you know, when you put Riley in the lineup, if he's healthy, you got 30 home runs in your back pocket. Right now he's got 3 through the middle of June. Struggling, and he's only hitting .225. Jared Kelnick, he was hitting .299 a month and a half ago. .299 a month and a half ago. Jared Kelnick is now hitting .258 and continues to plummet. 4 home runs. You didn't really expect big home run numbers from Jared Kelnick anyway. The Mariners pretty much gave up on him. He's a former first round pick. Mariners thought they had something in him, and he's really just a fourth outfielder. It's kind of what he turned out to be. So, you know, they're just like, whatever. You know, they basically sent him to us for next to nothing. or sent him to the Braves for next to nothing. His average has dipped over 40 points in a month and a half because he struggled so mightily. And, you know, he was platooning with Duvall and left, and now that Acuna's out, both Duvall and Kelnick have to play every single day instead of platooning against lefties and righties. And speaking of Duvall, the worst-case scenario here has happened for the Braves. Duvall's hitting 169. 169 with six home runs. Murphy, 119 with one home run. Darnold, 245 with five home runs. The point I'm making here is with this rendition of the Atlanta Braves, the offense has got to get going. The Phillies are already 10 games up around there on the Atlanta Braves. The Braves have to get it going if they want to even make the playoffs with a wild card. And, you know, that's completely nuts that we're sitting here talking about wild card with all the talent on this team. But we are, because they can't hit the baseball.
The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peel and eat shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary bar. Find us on Facebook for specials and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228, Catch 228.
The summer heat is here, and now is the time to make sure your AC doesn't strike out in the summer heat. Call your friends at Air Adjusters to have your AC serviced. It will help your power bill, too. And don't forget that Air Adjusters will install and service your ice machine to keep your business running smoothly, no matter the brand. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online. AirAdjusters.com. License number CN208489.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, great news! Max Barbecue's second location is now open for lunch, right next to Grandy's off of Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. All your original Max favorites, pulled pork, pork chop sandwich, hamburgers, and those world-famous fries that you just can't get anywhere else. So stop on in to Max's new location next door to Grandy's and say hello to us, 912-342-7967, and give them a like on Facebook.
Took a game in at Nationals Park this past weekend. I was up in the D.C. area. The Braves happened to be up there, so my family and I, we took in a ball game at Nationals Park. And, you know, it was a good time. It was a good time. Braves lost, which isn't, you know, recently. It's not that uncommon. Had a good time at Nationals Park. Well done. The stadium... I've not had a chance. I've not had an opportunity to take in a game at Nationals Park as of yet until this weekend. So I was very impressed with how how great and well the field was taken care of. I was impressed with facilities around the ballpark. There was one thing I didn't like, one thing. So when you're, you know, as a Braves fan, you see the Braves go into Washington, and there's that big W out there in center field with like a green, which looks like grass behind it. It's not grass. It's just literally like, it's green paint. It's like a wall. And then they just painted the wall green and put the W, the Washington Nationals logo, over that. And on television from the center field shots, it looks like that it's the logo inside of with grass behind it. It's not. It's just green paint on a wall. So, you know, just a little tidbit there, something I learned that I didn't know from watching it on television. It's like, oh, it's really cool. They've got the logo there with grass behind it. It's not. It's a wall painted green. It reminds me a little bit of the Florida Gators Stadium, Ben Hill Griffin. Yes, as a Georgia fan, I will tell you, I've been to a game in the Swamp. And, you know, they've got that orange ring around the top of the stadium, which has got Florida Gators and then all the numbers and national champions or whatever it is that's up there. And on television, man, it comes across like really awesome and something substantive. When you're there in the stadium, by the way, that's not the best stadium in the world that I've ever been to. But when you're there in the stadium, that orange ring that's around the top of the stadium, all it is a piece of tin that goes around that they painted orange. I kid you not. It's just a piece of tin on top of the very tip top of the stadium that just goes all the way around, just a piece of tin. That's all it is. No joke. The NBA Finals. I've got an analogy for you. We've all been there, right? You meet this really hot girl, you start dating her, and like everybody else is like, oh, she's such an awesome girl. And you're like, yeah, you know, she's pretty hot. She's pretty cool. Seems like it. Man, you get 6 months in and you start kind of notice some things. Like, maybe she's not as cool as I thought, right? Really hot girl. Everybody likes her. Got good things to say about her. And then you get into a relationship with her, and you start to see a couple things. Some things that you're like, yeah, that's not so cool. Maybe she's not as good of a person as everybody thinks she is, right? We've all been there. We've all had that girlfriend. We've all done it. It's kind of like Luca. I'm sitting here 2 weeks ago telling you that the NBA is drooling over getting Luka Doncic into the playoffs. That is something that they absolutely, the executives of the NBA and the television executives that are covering the NBA finals, they wanted Celtics-Mavs. If they couldn't get Celtics-Lakers, and the Lakers went out early, the next best thing was Celtics-Mavs because of how marketable Luka was going to be. So that is the matchup that they wanted. They got that matchup, and boy, that thing has fallen flat. Luka has really looked. The Celtics have really shown the world. Yeah, Luka can score when he's got his head in the game. And you know, Luka can score when he's not arguing with officials. Yeah, Luka can score, but he can't play defense. He can't get you a stop when you need a stop. You can't put him on their best shooter or their best scorer and expect him to have any type of impact defensively at all on that player. The Celtics have really exposed Luka for what he is. He's the hot girlfriend that everybody thinks is cool. And then you kind of get in a relationship with her and you start to see things and you're like, yeah, you know, maybe you go a little bit too hard at the bars or, you know, maybe you're a little meaner, you know, you're not as nice to people as, you know, what you present yourself as. And you start to see these things, these little cracks. Well, Boston has shown these things now about Luka. He's terrible defensively. He cannot play defense on an elite scorer. Ask Jason Tatum, who has abused him. They've stopped that. They won't even allow Luka after game one. They won't even allow Luka anywhere near Jason Tatum. Not happening. They do not want that matchup. The Celtics or the Mavs do not. It did not go well. In clutch moments, right? Like, he's not coming up big with big shots to keep him in the games. And his numbers are fine. Again, he's the hot girlfriend that looks great. Everybody thinks it's cool. Numbers look good. But then, like, that stuff that's below the surface. MJ, when you start thinking of MJ's numbers were really good. Of course they were. But MJ is guarding your best defender and taking him out of the game. MJ is hitting big shots. MJ is getting calls from the official and not whining to the official every single time he's touched that he's being fouled, where he's taking himself out of a play. There have been three or four times this series where Luka has taken himself out of the play to argue with the official that he got fouled. Meanwhile, the Celtics are running up the court with the basketball, and Luka's not even in the play. The Celtics have exposed him for what he really is. Maybe Luka is more Carmelo Anthony than he is Michael Jordan. And I sat here 2 weeks ago and told you, he's the closest thing to MJ since MJ. The Celtics have proven me wrong. They have blasted the Mavs in this series. Can you ever imagine MJ letting his team get destroyed the way, losing these games? A couple of them have been close at the end. They've still lost them. Can you imagine MJ having that happen? Having a close game in the finals and not stepping up to make plays there down the stretch to pull games out? Because that's what MJ did. Luka's busy arguing with the officials.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Father's Day is just around the corner. He makes time for you every day. Make his day special. Dad, let your loved ones acknowledge everything you do for them with a special gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Grill sets, non-tipping beverage holders, oyster knives, and more. Not to mention, all watches are 15 to 25% off, from divers watches to solar watches and so many more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
for hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust. Come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30 and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
We were talking earlier about the Braves and their inability to score runs. I will say this. There are more problems than just that go deeper than just the futile offense for the Atlanta Braves right now. We really need to. I listened, you know, I told you I took a game up in D.C., and Charlie Morton was on the mound, and he gave up like five runs in five innings and probably should have been pulled before he got actually pulled. And I listened to his post-game presser, and he's talking about there is no panic in the room, that, you know, this is a very talented team, what they have done before, they expect it to repeat, yada, 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 yada. The thing is that that's not happening. As far as repeating, because you're, like I mentioned, you're halfway through June and your numbers are where they are. You haven't given yourself enough time to be able to replicate those numbers that you're accustomed to putting up. But more importantly, when it comes to Charlie Morton, five runs, five innings, and that's not the first time that he's had a little bit of an off start. Off start is an understatement. That's me being kind. There are two instances where he hadn't got out of the third inning this year. And you look at the Braves rotation, no Spencer Strider. Max Fried's been okay. Lopez has been the Braves' best pitcher. And there is no fifth starter. There is nobody that has taken up the mantle to be the fifth starter. They are frantically trying people. Hurston Waldrop, you know, everybody was excited about Schwellenbach coming up and making his start and Hurston Waldrop coming up and making his start. Hurston Waldrop just got drafted last year. Schellenbach, same deal. The Braves, that's kind of where they're at. Do you honestly believe that the Braves wanted to call up Schellenbach and Waldrop a year after they drafted them to make a major league start? No. There is no way that anybody in the Atlanta Braves organization said to themselves that, hey, these guys that we drafted a year ago, let's get them to the major leagues because they're ready. No, that conversation did not happen. The conversation actually went like this. Hey, guys, we don't have anybody to pitch. We've got to get somebody up here to throw the baseball. Who can we get? Well, probably our best options would be Schwellenbach or Waldrop. Yeah, but those guys aren't ready, are they? No, they're not. But at this point, they are our best option. That's where they are. That's where they're at with the pitching staff. They're having kids start games that they just drafted a year ago. This isn't a case of, oh my gosh, Hurston Waldrop and Schwellenbach are dominating the minors. Granted, they're doing well. They're not doing well enough to promote. Schwellenbach was at AA, and they brought him up to the majors to start. And he was like, I don't know, he had like a 2 ERA at AA. Now, if he had like a point something ERA at AA, you know, now you could kind of make this argument. Or even like a 1 point something at AAA, which is where Waldrop was, now we're kind of making this argument. Waldrop had a 3 ERA, and you're bouncing him up, which is average. If you're not a baseball guy, 3 ERA is good. 3 ERA keeps you in Major League Baseball. It keeps you with a job. A 2 ERA gets you paid. A 1 ERA wins you championships and Cy Youngs and gets you paid. Anything below that's nuts. Anytime anybody goes below one, really anytime anybody goes below two in Major League Baseball is insane. There's no way. There's no way the conversation was, hey, we're so high on these guys that they're ready to make their starts. Let's get them up. No. It was because the Braves had no other options at pitching as far as the rotation went. Morton's not helping the case. There's no fourth starter. Morton can't get out of the fifth inning without giving five runs, and then he stands there and does a press conference and says there's no panic in this room. One of the comments he made, that he was asked, do you hope that the Braves will turn things around in his comment? And I appreciate the comment, but let's be real here. The comment that the reply he made to the question was, hope is the wrong term because the people in this room have won division championships. Hope is something that you do when you haven't done something before. We've done it before. We expect to get things turned around. Dude, I get it. Your offense isn't hitting, and you have three starters that you can depend on. And like I said, Fried's having a okay year. And you would think that like the second that Acuña went down with that knee injury, Fried would be like, oh, I want a contract. I've been wanting this contract extension. Yeah, this guy kind of leapfrogged me in the pecking order because he's younger. He's a position player. He's kind of the face of the franchise. I'm now 30 years old. I know I'm going to get paid somewhere. The Braves know that. I want an extension. Kind of want to stay. But Acuña is probably going to get done before me, and then Acuña goes down. Now, that's two knee injuries. So you would have thought Fried would be like, all right, I'm going to go out. I'm going to have a career year. I'm going to have a banner year, and I'm going to make them re-sign me. I'm going to make them give me a long-term deal. I'm going to make them give me 5 years, $100 million. I'm going to make them do it. Instead, he's been, And in my opinion, that's kind of been the MO of Fried his whole career. He's been, okay. Is Fried the kind of guy that you want to give the ball to in Game 7 of the World Series? Got to have it. Game 7 of the World Series. Is Fried the guy that you want to give the ball to in that? Is that the caliber of pitcher that you think of like, I want my best pitcher to have the baseball in Game 7 of the World Series? Where's Max Fried? I don't view him that way. I view him as a very good starter. And this year he's been, it's been okay. Chris Sale has been a pleasant surprise. Yeah, it's funny. Sale signs a contract and then he says, you know, it's great because I don't have to be the guy here. You know, you've got Strider and Fried and all these other guys in the rotation, and, you know, these young guys. I could just go out and just pitch and I don't have to be relied upon every fifth day to win a ball game. I can just be a guy in the rotation. Didn't work out that way. Strider goes down. Morton is getting bombed around. Fried's been And so they hand the ball to Chris and they say, Sale, we need you. He ended up in the same exact spot that he was in Chicago, that he was in Boston. Got to be the guy. And he said at the beginning of the season that it was nice not to have that burden. Well, put it right back on your shoulders. Atlanta's got to figure out. They've got a lot to figure out. They're going to have to go get a bat. They're going to have to go get another out. They're going to have to not just go get an outfielder. They're going to have to go get a starting outfielder, a productive offensive outfielder from somewhere. They've got to get another starting pitcher from somewhere. And we're at the point where we're still early enough in the season where nobody really wants to make a trade because everybody still thinks, for the most part, they're in it. So they don't want to unload pieces yet. So meanwhile, the Braves are looking up at the Phillies, keep extending that lead further and further and further. You know, and my dad has a saying, and he's always been right about this thing right here. It has been full-fledged, 100% proven true. If you get to the All-Star break and you're 10 games out, you're done. You're not catching that team that's 10 games in front of you at the All-Star break. So Atlanta's got to get something done because I think they're like around 9, 9.5. Maybe they've gotten to the 10-game mark back. Still got some time before the All-Star break, but time is getting short, and the Phillies' lead is getting even longer and bigger every night that passes that the Braves are hitting 230 with three home runs
this
from their
been
core
the
players.
Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Bullock Academy Gators recently released their 2024 football schedule. The Gators will open the season at home against the Portal Panthers on August the 16th. Bullock will also host Robert Toombs Christian, Strong Rock Christian, Tatnall Square, Frederica, and Pinewood. Bullock will travel to Claxton, Augusta Christian, John Millage, and St. Andrews. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please like and subscribe to the Jason Bishop Show YouTube channel.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Saturday, June 22nd, Wild Adventures Live presents Jeff Foxworthy.
If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, you might be a redneck.
See Jeff Foxworthy on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan.
If you've ever made change in the offering plate.
Jeff Foxworthy Live, June 22nd.
You might be a redneck.
The show is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.